A rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Romeo and Juliet, Act 2, Scene 2. Of course, the truth, as Juliet may have known in her heart, is a little more complicated.
My maiden name is quite long. It's 10 letters, and it's very German, so I was used to getting it mispronounced. And my last name now, Sager, is short and sweet, and I was looking forward to going towards that. But I never really thought about what the consequences for my identity were going to be.
That's Jean Sager, senior writer for CafeMomsTheStir.com. She felt her first twinge of regret about taking her husband's name after the birth of her daughter. And then, 2.5 years later...
When my grandparents died, I really felt this tug towards my maiden name, and I realized that it was gone.
A name isn't just a name. It represents an identity. It has history. And it can be a powerful show of allegiance, and not just to one's future spouse. Claudia Maitland-Harris is a writer and relationship blogger.
I guess I just always thought that I would keep my name, and the fact that I'm a hyphenated name already, and that was my father's name, I think I just have been asked about it my whole life, that I got very determined, like, I'm keeping it, and I will never take another man's name.
As someone working in the entertainment industry, Claudia has another reason to keep her name. It's a brand.
While it's not William and Kate, what you could call the royal reality wedding of the year is set to air this weekend.
Big spectacle in a two.
Of course, that didn't stop reality star Kim Kardashian from becoming Mrs. Humphries during her 72-day micro-marriage to the New Jersey Nets player. And if she ever gets the divorce she's been pushing for, she may very well become Kim West. As for the pop star with the stage name Katy Perry, her legal name is still Katy Brand, two steps removed from the name she was born with, Katherine Hudson. And actress Jennifer Garner, well, technically it's Mrs. Jennifer Affleck. Claudia, still in her first year of marriage, says despite having an occupational reason to keep her maiden name, she struggled with the decision and wants to keep her options open.
I told him, like, I don't think I want to take your name. I'm sorry, but I might later. And he was like, that's cool, whatever you want to do.
But just because her husband was okay with it doesn't mean the choice didn't attract criticism elsewhere.
At my wedding, my mother got cranky with me because she found out I wasn't changing my name. Like, on the dance floor. She just thought I was being really ridiculous.
There is a third option, of course, but it's not for everyone. Here's Jean Sager.
People say, oh, you can hyphenate your name, but that doesn't really work for everyone. My maiden name was Eschenberg. Eschenberg was hard enough to fit on a form. Imagine putting Eschenberg Sager on a form. It was not going to work.
And speaking of forms, there are even bigger obstacles for some newlyweds looking to break with tradition. Last year, Boca Raton real estate investor Lazaro Din decided to take his wife's last name after they married.
In fact, he did it without even telling her. He presented it to her as a fait accompli, as a nice surprise. And she thought he was joking at first.
David Adams covered the story for Reuters.
He had no problem changing his name at the local DMV office. The problem, surprisingly, arose a year later, where he got a letter in the mail, completely out of the blue, saying that he'd perpetrated a fraud.
When Lazaro explained that he had changed his name for marriage, he was told by the DMV, quote, that only works for women. After an initial hearing, his driver's license was revoked.
He thought, well, if I can't have the new name, I better just get my old driver's license back under Lazaro Sopena. He couldn't do that. His name had been red flagged in the system. They wouldn't even let him have his old name back.
After David Adams published Lazaro's story, the Florida Department of Motor Vehicles was quick to lift the suspension and apologize. But the story raises important questions for the future of gay marriage. Not only will gay and lesbian couples have to cope with a more nuanced decision about whether or not to change their names and who exactly gets to do the changing, they might also have to deal with a bureaucracy that hasn't kept up with advancing laws. Despite having taken different paths, Claudia Maitland-Harris and Jean Sager agree the decision should be personal.
All these people came out and said, well, you know, that's not fair to your husband, but they don't know what my husband thinks. My husband is perfectly fine with it. It really comes down to what two people in a marriage feel, not what people on the outside feel.
And yet, in a 2009 survey by researchers at Indiana University, more than 70% of respondents said a woman should take her husband's name. So much for a rose is a rose is a rose. or for that matter, a Kardashian.
He is, you know, claiming that I frauded him to marry him for publicity. Who would ever do that? You know, it's just not who I am. It's not who, you know, so all those fake and fraudulent stuff started.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Taylor Quimby.